This is Ozarks at Large for Tuesday, November 20th, 2012. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Support for KUAF comes from the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal, featuring arts and entertainment and the area's largest venues, plus local business news in Northwest Arkansas. The current edition is available at 725-0394 or nwabusinessjournal.com to register for daily business e-news.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, the Northwest Arkansas Health Center has seen the number of patient visits increase more than fivefold since 2000. Soon, the staff and volunteers will be in a new, larger home. Plus, a quiet alternative to the retail madness of the season's busiest shopping weekend, Devil's Den has hikes, not sales.
But first, Arkansas schools will now be governed by rankings that compare each school against its own progress, as opposed to the progress of other schools in the state. The Arkansas Department of Education yesterday announced a new 5-level ranking system, which focuses on where students' ability is now and requires improvements from current levels. The State Commissioner of Education, Tom Kimbrell, says the system is an improvement over the first No Child Left Behind ranking system and focuses on incremental improvement.
I can continue to see improvement for students, I can see improvement for schools, and I see improvement for districts. So what it does is it takes the place of this unachievable goal and gives you a goal that is achievable yet maintains a standard of continued improvement for all students.
The new assessments look at student achievement, growth, and for high schools, graduation rate. The system focuses on proficiency in literacy and math. In addition to the new assessment system, the Department of Education released school rankings for the new system. For a link to the department's school rankings to see how local schools were rated, visit our website, ozarksatlarge.com.
A system of regional wayfinding signs could soon be a reality in Northwest Arkansas. The Northwest Arkansas Council, along with the Northwest Arkansas Planning Commission, has been working on a proposed system of signs that would point locals and visitors to points of interest in the major towns and cities in Benton and Washington counties. While the Springdale City Council is expected to take the issue up at its next meeting a week from today, Mike Malone, the president of the Northwest Arkansas Council, says that the idea for the program is not new.
I think it was back in probably 2008 or 2009. Bentonville started talking about doing a city wayfinding signage program. And around the same time, the University of Arkansas was considering a system of signage to get people to campus and around campus once they were there. Both Bentonville Convention Visitor Bureau folks and the University of Arkansas, when they had the idea, they offered it up to other communities and said, we'd love to see a regional signage program.
Because of the growth of cities in Benton and Washington counties, Malone says projects such as the regional wayfinding program are easier if planned at the regional level rather than being left up to individual city and county governments. But Malone says aside from making it easier to find area points of interest, the signs could offer another benefit for the region.
It will project the image to visitors and to business folks that come to town that this is one great region where things are coordinated and connected between the various jurisdictions. So a unified look, a unified system of signage to the key regional destinations, I think is going to go a long way to projecting an image of one great region.
Although the shape of the signs will be similar throughout the region, signs for each city will feature their own colors and graphics to showcase the uniqueness of each community. Malone says the program will be paid for through a public-private partnership similar to the funding model of the Razorback Regional Greenway.
When the Rogers School Board meets tonight, it will discuss a proposed change in the way the district credits students for high school-level classes taken in middle school or junior high. Phil Eichstadt is the district's director of secondary curriculum and instruction. He says until earlier this year, courses taken before high school were not documented on a student's transcript.
We realized that we should be putting this on the transcript. We had some conversations with the Department of Education. And so what we did is we went ahead and changed our policy so that any high school courses taken in middle school, that the grades would go on the transcript, the course would go on the transcript, and then also the grade would count in the GPA calculation. Because the students that originally took these courses were not thinking about this having an impact on their GPA, a lot of parents questioned that.
Eichstadt says the district then asked for more clarification from the state's Board of Education.
They went to their counsel, who researched the law a little bit more and came back to us and said that we did have to put the grades on the transcript along with the course, but we did not have to count it in GPA. What we had done earlier is changed our policy so that these grades would count in GPA. What we're doing now, and this will go to the board, we're asking them to change the policy so that the courses will be on the transcript, the grade will be on the transcript, but it will not count in GPA.
The courses would not count toward a student's grade point average on his or her transcript. Eichstadt also says the change would not affect students as they apply for scholarships, as those students should still have a full 4 years of grades for scholarship officials to review. He says the recommended policy change would exclude classes taken in middle school and junior high from GPA calculations because those classes were taken before students are in high school.
Flags in Arkansas will be flown at half-mast tomorrow in honor of an Arkansas service member killed in action. According to Governor Mike Beebe spokesperson Matt DeCampbell, Arkansas flags will be flown low to honor Specialist Joseph A. Richardson of Boonville. Richardson died Friday in Afghanistan after being injured by an enemy attack using an improvised explosive device and small arms fire. Richardson was 23 years old.
A Northwest Arkansas Community College student died Sunday after contracting a meningococcal infection. According to a press release issued by the college yesterday, school officials are identifying and contacting individuals who might have come into close contact with the student. College officials are disinfecting high traffic areas and other areas that were known to have been visited by the student. A meningitis infection manifests as flu-like symptoms, which can include fever, intense headache, irritability, listlessness, vomiting, and rash. The college urges all students, faculty, and staff members to take precautionary measures and to seek medical attention if they are experiencing any symptoms of infection.
Drivers in Springdale should be aware that Hilton Road is now closed between the intersections of Don Tyson Parkway and Julio Road. According to the city, the closure is necessary to allow for construction of a box culvert bridge. The section of Hilton Road is expected to be closed until the project is complete sometime in mid-December.
Tonight's weather forecast calls for clear conditions with a low of about 43 degrees in the Arkansas River Valley. Expect partly cloudy skies with fog overnight and a low of 36 degrees in northwest Arkansas. Tomorrow, expect partly cloudy conditions with early fog in northwest Arkansas, but clear in the Arkansas River Valley and a low in the lower 70s. And tomorrow night, expect partly cloudy conditions with a low of 43 in northwest Arkansas and a low of 48 in the Arkansas River Valley.